You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We have a special guest on the phones right now. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we welcome in the boss, the dominator, the pressure cooker, the real heel deal, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
There you go, man. You're going to be a WWE Sunday Stunner. That'll be Sunday, June 12th, next weekend at Great Southern Bank Arena. And we're so excited for you to be here, man. Mm-hmm. And first of all, they're like, all right, you guys can get to talk to Bobby. And I was pumped to talk to you about WWE, but then I'm just like, man, you've done a little bit of everything in your life.
Yeah, I've been a busy person for a long time. I went to school in Missouri, so I'm familiar with the Springfield area. I lived in Kansas City for a little while. I went to Missouri Valley right up there in Marshall, Missouri. Coached over at Lindenwood in St. Charles. Yeah. My girlfriend used to live in Springfield, so it's like coming back home for me. Mm.
Yeah, so you were born in Junction City, Kansas, and Chelsea's actually from the Kansas City area, and I noticed you mentioned Lindenwood. I'm from St. Louis, so we know that both of those area. And I was just telling Chelsea, and you just mentioned it, Missouri Valley College. Her sister went there, so we're very familiar with that as well.
Marshall, I've been there several times. Lots going on there, you know?
Awesome.
Lots to do.
Yes, there is.
This is a very important Kansas City area question. Was there a favorite barbecue place in this area, Bobby?
For a while, I think it was Gates.
Mm. Gates. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There was another one. What was it called?
Jack Stack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Stack. So I like both of those. I didn't have an opportunity to try every one of them, but I know I tried both of those and I like those a lot.
Well, when you come back to Springfield, you got to try the cashew chicken if you haven't already, right?
<Uh-oh>.
That's what we're known for.
I'm in.
Okay, yeah. So this is a serious question with all of the bodybuilding, and obviously, I mean, we do have one thing in common, Bobby. We are both 6'3", and that is literally the only thing we have in common.
That's where it stops.
You are ripped. You're solid muscle. You've done it all. You've done MMA, bodybuilding, wrestling, obviously with the WWE. What does your diet look like? Like, what does your day look like to get ready for your events?
As I'm eating breakfast right now, I'm very simple. I'm very, I don't want to say boring, but just simple with certain things. So in the morning, I always do cardio. So this morning I did, I have a treadmill in my basement. So I did like an incline run and I did sprints for a minute and then get off and I did bodyweight squats and went back and forth for about 20, 30 minutes this morning. And then I did my sauna. And then I came upstairs and I did, I think about 10 egg whites.
Wow.
And some turkey, sausage, and oatmeal.
Man.
And I do that
protein
pretty much all every morning.
So yeah, when it becomes kind of a habit, it's just, well, it turns into a lifestyle really, right?
Certain things I just keep as my habit, my signature thing. Like my morning breakfast, I always eat the same every morning. So if I plan for every morning, there's those times where I can't or don't have an opportunity to, so I just kind of leave those open.
So we'll go backwards a little bit with your MMA career, because this is very interesting to me, and I know big names come to mind where you say Brock Lesnar with the crossover from wrestling to MMA, and then also recently, of course, you have Ronda Rousey going from MMA to WWE. I mean, there's got to be some kind of different way to prepare for an MMA fight than there is a WWE fight.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. You gotta focus on your skills more. The boxing, the jiu-jitsu, the wrestling, everything like that. You gotta kind of fine-tune that. But overall, my strength and conditioning stayed the same because I stayed with my same strength and conditioning coach.
This is what I always try to tell people if they've never been to a WWE match. How much do you have to prepare and go over that fight? Because some people will be like, they already prepared, they know what's going to happen. How do you, because I've seen some of the documentaries just on what your body goes through, and obviously we talked about a little bit about the training, but how hard is that to kind of go over the moves and what you're going to do for an event and or a match?
Well, for us, we don't have an opportunity to. We don't really go over anything because where I'm at right now, I'm not going to have anybody pick me up and throw me down right now. So when we go out there, basically it's a dance, and it's an ad-lib dance.
Yeah.
We're out there fighting. We're going through storyline. There's so much going on with the wrestling event right now. Like, a lot of people ask me that same question. They think that we come in and we meet up with each other and we go over different moves and we go over the match. We don't. We just don't have the opportunity to.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things where you go out there and you just have to perform. And some of the best performers are those guys that can just go. It's very similar to my MMA fight, because in an MMA fight you don't even have an opportunity to even meet the person, so you don't even know anything that's going to go on. And then at the end of it, one guy wins, one guy loses. It's kind of the same thing with professional wrestling. Everybody thinks it's like this choreographed dance where it's like here, 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 here. That's not how it is. It's a crazy part of the business, because we're doing this in front of like thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
Every time we do it, I just kind of afterwards, I'm like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. Because it really is. We're just going out there performing. And the biggest thing with us is the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
You go to those places where the crowds are incredible, the matches are even more incredible. That's why whenever I tell people to come out to some of the shows, I'm like, just come out there and have fun. You come out there and have fun, you'll see some amazing stuff.
Can you describe the feeling? Because this is one of my favorite parts, the walkout songs. Like, when your theme song comes on, I mean, describe that feeling, because I even get chills when the walkout songs come on. I'm like, oh, yeah, come on.
This is one of my favorite parts of the game.
Yep. Yeah. Be mine, too.
Introduction.
The build-up.
I always tell people before. Yeah, of course. When I tell people before, I'm like, you want to be a pro wrestler? All right, let's get your entrance. So what song do you want to play? I put a song on. I'm like, all right, go.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do. But for us, our song becomes such a staple for us.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, there's times where you get bumps, bruises, everything. Your body just feels like crap. But the minute your song comes on and you hear that crowd, it's like ignited energy into your entire body. That's for me. I mean, I get amped up when I hear my song.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives us that first kind of relationship with the crowd. It's like, here I am and here you are. Boom. And then it goes from there.
So we're talking with Bobby Lashley from WWE, of course, Sunday Stunner coming June 12th, next Sunday. And you mentioned about nobody's picking you up. Is there a reason for that? Because you're just solid muscle. No one can pick you up.
Well, the guy that I've been fighting the last few weeks has been more than just picking me up and throwing me around. Because the guy's 7'3", and he's the only person in the world that makes me look like a little child. It's my biggest obstacle that I've had since I've been in the WWE. I think he's incredible. I think he has an opportunity to make some big moves in wrestling. He just so happens to run into like a little bit of a speed bump, and that is me. So right now I enjoy fighting this guy, because I always say it. I enjoy fighting the toughest people that we have. I went against Brock. I went against Drew McIntyre. I went against Roman. I went against AJ, Randy, everybody. And I want to go against the biggest and baddest in the business, Goldberg, and now I have Almost. So this is just another big deal for me. So, I mean, the show coming out there, I think that they're scheduled to fight Almost. So, I mean, for the people that haven't been to wrestling with me, they can come and watch that and see this guy. He's something special. But our match has always been a highlight of the show.
Be sure to come out and see Bobby Lashley and so much more. The Boss, the Dominator, the Pressure Cooker, the Real Heel Deal, Bobby Lashley. WWE Sunday Stunner, Sunday, June 12th at the Great Southern Bank Arena. Bobby, thank you so much, man, and enjoy the rest of your breakfast.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.